Afternoon, brothers and sisters. How are you all today? Okay. So, did you all have the birthday cake just now? Did you all know that there was a birthday cake? I noticed some of you were not downstairs. You all just come up straight. But it's okay. Let's see, you look new. Let's go through those who are new in our group. Tell us your name.
My name is June.
June? Ah, I see. Welcome, welcome. Who else is new here? How about the gentleman at the back? Have you introduced before?
Yeah.
You have, huh? Okay. What's your name, Chong Yi. Okay. Let's see. On my left. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, yes. The lady. Introduce yourself. Tell us your name and how you got to know about this group.
Hello, everyone. My name is Mel. I know because of your photo, the Apex.
Ah, yes, yes. Very good. Welcome, welcome. Yes, recently we joined Apex in the food distribution program on Saturday. They do it on a weekly basis. And what's really remarkable is they have been doing it for the past 30 over years. Yeah. So we recently we joined them and took up 1 week to volunteer. So the different participants chip in terms of the contribution to cater for the food, yeah, provide for the food. We did the easy part actually. Yeah, we just do the donation, and then Apex have been collaborating with the different companies. Yeah, so when we arrive, the different groups have already prepared all the different items like fruits, food item, canned food, and so on. So we just have to do the easy part. Pack into plastic bags. Yeah, and they even have a very nice process. Yeah, so they put all the different food items in a like assembly line, and then they got them to count it, divided by the number of recipients. So we know in advance how many of each items to put into the plastic bag. And then we have the volunteers carry two plastic bags, go through one round to do a test run to make sure that the plastic bag can withstand the number of items. Yeah. And after the first run, then we start the actual. And when we finish that is for the outward bound recipient who are not able to come down to collect. Yeah, so there are some that is nearer and is within walking distance. There are some which is further, and we have volunteers to go as a group to carry maybe about 5 to 6 packs to go to the nearby, still nearby, yeah, but within driving distance. Then there are those who can come down on site. Yeah, so they would come down with their own trolley, yeah, and plastic bags, and go through the assembly line. Yeah, very good. Good to see you here. Welcome. And as a side note, we are going to join them again in December. Yeah, so keep a lookout in our events page, ldw.today. I think that event is, I think it's not up yet, yeah, but keep a lookout. Oh. So let's see, on my right, who is new? And yes, hello.
Hi, Michael Yap. I knew of this from a friend, ex-colleague.
Ah, I see. And is your ex-colleague here today?
No.
What's your ex-colleague's name?
Irene.
Irene Lim, as in Lim Siu Yen. Oh, that's my sister. Welcome, welcome. Ex-colleague. So are you from Siemens?
Yes.
Ah, okay. Yeah. I almost become your ex-colleague.
I heard about you from the system.
Ah, I see. Yes, everything is true. I think, when was that? Back in 2000, there was an opportunity, Advanced Engineering, they had this, she was with C-Place, right?
Yes.
So the headquarters, they were having this recruitment for an R&D engineer to work on the placement machines. And it was a position in Germany for, I think, about 2.5 years. Then supposed to transplant the technology to Southeast Asia, APEC. Yeah. So I actually went for the interview, went through everything. And then I chose the other company. So almost become ex-colleague.
Where did you go to?
I went to Microsoft in the end.
Oh.
Yeah. Both are compelling choices. Yeah. Yeah. I can't remember that manager's name, but he was a very nice guy. Yeah. Well, good. Welcome. Let me see, who else is new here? On the right, I think the rest are all season parking holders. Quack is very nicely settled down already. So welcome to SGC, where we have short puja, short meditation. Today's puja is even shorter than usual, because we started a bit late. Yeah, I have... For about a few months now, I've been having classes at Clementi. There's this Buddhist center there. Singapore Fu Jiao Qing Lian Hong Fa Tuan, quite a mouthful, SBYM. So I've been teaching the Heart Sutra. Today was the 10th lesson. When I come back from Tibet, it will be the 11th lesson. We should finish it by then. So as a result, we didn't finish so late. But after that, I had a briefing. I have a meeting with the Dharma school there. And then, because I'm going to start teaching there next year, so we had some discussion, and I had some briefing for the parents. Yeah, because their class used to start at 9:45 in the morning, finish at 12:30. So next year, I told them good news. We'll shorten the timing to 2.5 hours instead of 2 hours and 45 minutes. And we will start at 9 a.m. And they were like, what good news? The good news is it's not 8 a.m. Yeah. But they are quite okay with it. Yeah, quite okay. So, yeah, so as a result, some things got shifted. So I came in just shy of 1:30. Okay, so let's get started. Today's topic, gratitude and attitude in our life. Yeah, fancy topic. So let's get started. Let me get the slides up. So, let me see. I am going to... I'm going to reuse the slides from the urban retreat. Yeah. So, today's topic... gratitude and attitude. In our life. Before we get started, this is the full set of texts. It is also known as the five contemplations, or also known as the food contemplation. So I decided not to just call it food contemplation, yeah. But I look at it as a way of thinking, yeah. And it's a kind of attitude, and which I think it can be extended beyond just food. It can be extended to anything that we receive, or anything that we receive. But before we go into this, there's a bit of context, yeah, to this set of verses. They are all together five, and hence known as Wu Guan Tang. Wu Guan Tang, Wu Guan. So in the Chinese Mahayana tradition, the dining hall is known as the Hall of Five Contemplation, and it consists of these five verses. Yeah. The starting point is, this is a set of instructions towards the monastics, yeah, towards the monks and nuns, that before they consume food, yeah, as they receive alms, yeah, this is how they should relate to the food. This is how they should look upon the food. How many of you have your lunch already? All of you, I hope. Anyone have not had your lunch yet? Anyone? Oh, some of you have not had your lunch, huh? Hey, what happened? Already 1 plus, no? How come you haven't had your lunch? Not hungry, I say. Oh, this is 最高境界. Yeah, 禅悦为食. Feed on the jhanic bliss. Oh. But sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's not that we meditate so well then we are not hungry. Sometimes it's because we are so stressed. Stress on work. Yeah. Or sometimes maybe we have late breakfast. That's why I'm not hungry at lunchtime. The context here is the monastics. In the Buddha's time, most of them, when they have their meal, it is from alms. Yeah, yes. Ah, okay, it's too stretch, huh? Yeah. So, aspect ratio. Yes. Is this better? Ah. Can? Okay, my handwriting is not so stretch, huh? But so that we can fit everything in. Or is it better if I were to... Is this good enough? Can you see everything? Or just now better? Like this or just now? This is okay? Okay. Yeah, so in the Buddha's time, the monks and nuns would go on alms. And by going on alms, what we mean is that wherever they are, they would go out at the break of dawn or somewhere in between, and they would walk from where they were staying towards the village, towards the town, or towards the city. They would enter the city, yeah, and then go from houses to houses. Yeah, they wouldn't press the doorbell, okay? And also, they will not knock on the door or anything. What they would usually do is they'll just stand outside and wait for a while. And if anybody would offer food, they would receive it, give their blessings, and they'll move on. If nobody offer, they will wait for a while, and if no one come, they'll just move forward. It is said that some of the monks, they will practice the seven house rule. So meaning that they'll wait at seven houses at most. And if after seven houses, even if there's nobody who offered them anything, they would just go back to where they stay. Yeah. And they will reflect on the lack of condition. Yeah. In other words, they may possibly go hungry. Yeah. But usually if the monks, if they are living within a community, when they come back, they would put the food all together and redistribute. Yeah. So that everybody have an equal share. Yeah. Because everybody's karma is different, ma. You know? Some monks, when they go on alms, people see, then they give curry chap chai la, they give cha bi hun la, then yong tau hu la, all kinds of things. Then maybe some monks, when they go out, give you plain rice. Then nobody else give anything, then come back. So imagine if all the monks come together, then they sit down, then this one have plain rice, that one have curry chap chai wa. So we have this rule, where monks, when they stay together, one of the rule is li he tong jin. So in terms of the material support, we try to redistribute as equally as possible. So that there's no chance for us to feel, you know, human beings. Just because you shave your head, your hair, shave your hair, and you put on the robes, doesn't mean you're automatically enlightened. So the Buddha gave us the advice, if you stay together, distribute what you have, so that you don't have that kind of comparison with one another. Ultimately, we are to work on ourselves also. Because that is external. Externally, you can try to be as equal as possible, but internally, you must try to maintain equanimity. Because the funny thing is, sometimes even when you get the equal amount, you don't feel happy. You may feel, why are we getting equal amount? I meditate so hard. Why am I only getting this amount? Why am I not getting more? So if internally we are not equal, no matter how it is externally, we cannot be equal. We cannot be at peace. So there's these two parts. But the other thing about the Buddha's time is they don't always stay in the same place at the same time. They would move around. After 3 to 4 days, they'll move to another town, another village, another city. So back in the Buddha's time, the source of the meal of the day is not certain. Sometimes you get more, sometimes you get less, and you don't know where it's from. So within this context, the Buddha gave the monks and the nuns this advice. That when you receive alms, you should keep these 5 contemplation in mind. And having said that, you may wonder, but Shifu, can't you see that we are lay people? We are not monks and nuns. We don't go on alms. Do you all go for an alms round? They all go on alms round. You go to the hawker center, then Sifu, I also do the same. I go to the first store and just sit down there. Then nobody gives. I go to the second store. Do you all do that? You don't, How many store do you all go to? Usually one store, or maybe 2 store. Food store and the drink store. Maybe sometimes fruits and the drink store is together. But you choose, right? Do you all choose your food you want? So there's some differences. But let's take a look at the actual text and see how, while there are differences, how applicable is this, despite all the differences. So we start off with the first one, 济公多少量比来处. So this 济公, not that 济公, that 济, that one is actually 道济法师. Then we turn her away, 济公. The gong is an honorific, to say that he is very senior. So this 济公多少, this gong is referring to what? Referring to the effort that is put in order for our food to be ready. And then 量比, this 比 is referring to the food. This is the effort that leads to the food. 量比来处. And then this, from where? So before we eat, whatever we receive, we should consider, how much effort was put in for this food to be ready, and where are all these ingredients from. Yeah, like just now we had the cake. Yeah, we have the cake, very special cake, very beautiful cake. Yeah, those who are downstairs, you see, so nice. Huh? White color, then with the red color wordings, and then there's another layer, the kanachi red layer or something. Oh, so nice. Huh? So if you just, before you eat, you think about it, but just now, no time. Quick, eat. But when we can, we should reflect. Who prepared the cake? Doreen. Also, you almost want to cry. Every time I prepare, nobody appreciate. You see, she sit down there, then with the red eye, red already. Later, you all go over and say, thank you very much. We should, when we reflect on this, then we appreciate how this food come about. Yeah, if you consider, not just when people offer us the food, what about, you may think, Sifu, but we go to the food court, yeah? Does it mean that the food in the food court just dong magically appear? No, right? So there must be somebody who put in the time and effort to prepare the food. So we should reflect in this way. Not just about us queuing up. Yeah. Then maybe some people when they reflect, yeah, Sifu, very tough, you know, for me to get the food. You know how long I must queue up? Then I must choke the seat some more. No, it's not just about that. Yeah. More about those who are involved in the preparation of the food. Yeah. The person who cook, of course, yeah, and then the helper, and those who transport the raw materials, yeah, from the wholesale, yeah. Of course the hawkers would buy from the wholesaler, yeah. And then how about those drivers who ship from the warehouse to the wholesaler? And then how about those who are in between to do the transport, yeah, from the countries that produce all these raw materials? Yeah. And if you were to thoroughly reflect all this, then our lunch hour is not enough. So what can we do? At least reflect in brief. Yeah, at least briefly. Because if you were to really think about it thoroughly, you'll find that it encompasses just one simple meal would encompass hundreds and thousands of individuals, many of whom we will never meet, you know? By reflecting in this way, we are using, what are we using? We're actually using the wisdom of emptiness. Yeah. We are using dependent arising existence reflection to reflect on the food. That the food that we receive appear to be singular, atomic, just one thing. But in fact, it requires multiple conditions. And those conditions, the ingredients, in turn, require many other individuals and physical things to bring about. And if you were to extend to the second, third, or even fourth layer, you will reach out to many, many individuals. Isn't it? So if you were to reflect in this way, you would feel a lot of connectedness with others. Gratitude. Yeah. So this is the Buddhist way of reflection and giving rise to gratitude. In Buddhism, we don't attribute our food to just one source. Yeah, but many conditions. Yeah, many conditions. Now this reflection, although it started off on food, but you can extend it to other things that we use. Isn't it? Yeah, the clothes we wear, the things we use, yeah, our spectacles, our handphone, electricity, water, the house that we live in. Sometimes maybe our family members or our children, or maybe even ourselves, we may feel dissatisfied with our house. But if you reflect on the house that we stay in, then you realize, aiya, it's really not easy for us to have an apartment or a house to stay in, you know. Yeah. There was once I reflected, way before the recent times where we talk about the foreign talents and foreign workers, way before that, there was one time I was reflecting and I was in the bus or in the car or something, then I saw the foreign workers working on the streets. And I thought about how these are individuals who build houses in which they will possibly never stay in. These are individuals who will build roads that they will almost never walk on. You know? Yeah. We are the recipient of all this kindness. We may not feel that they are kinder. Sometimes some people may not feel that way. Some people say, they made a choice, what? They are making good money, when they go back they build bungalow house. Yeah, we can think in this way. Yeah. But the truth is, they still take up that offer. And they are still the one who work on the streets while we just run from car to shelter because there's no aircon in between. Yeah. Meanwhile, they are out in the elements, hot sun, cold rain, you know. And sometimes I even see some sites still going on, yeah, until 9 plus or something. Not easy. Yeah, not easy. So much more. We're not be covering everything we have. Yeah, that part, who is supposed to do? You're supposed to go back and do. So the second part, 纯己得恨, 全却应供. So second one is about ourselves. So the first part is about the item that we receive. The second is we as the recipient. Yeah, as the recipient, are we worthy? Are we worthy of this gift? Yeah, this thing that is offered to us. What have we done to deserve this offering? Yeah. I remember when I was newly ordained, and when people, the devotees, kneel down and they offer, I almost fainted. I'm like, oh. Then one of the senior monks said, you'll get used to it. In a very casual, laissez-faire kind of manner. It is more about that, as part of the monastic training, there's a reflection on what makes a person worthy of offering, worthy of respect. So whenever people do offering or when the people pay respects, we would usually do a introspection, reflect on ourselves, and consider, have I done what I should be doing? Have I avoided what I shouldn't be doing? Have I made myself worthy of this offering? Yeah. So, again, we may think, but Sifu, I go to food court, I pay for the money, ma. I pay for the food. Yeah. We can also think about, every month when we get our pay, yeah, don't answer this question, maybe a bit sensitive. But we can also ask ourselves, every month, do you all look forward to getting pay? Payday? How come no reaction? Don't get it. Payday, do you all look forward to it or not? Say yes. Yes, of course. Yeah. But do we ask ourselves, I've done my due. I'm deserving of this pay. Do we think about this? Good to think about this. Because if you can look in the mirror, if you can look at anyone and look them in the eye and say, yeah, I'm deserving of this pay. Yeah, and not because you are overestimating yourself, but knowing clearly. And maybe you have gone beyond the call of duty. Yeah. that you have gone beyond your line of responsibility. And then you will find that that month when you receive your pay, you don't have to think, Sifu, I'm underpaid. Of course, I'm deserving. Don't think about underpay. Just ask yourself, have you, for one, done your duties and responsibility? Yeah, but that's the minimum, no? As far as the legal document is concerned, have you done your work? But on the other hand, as a human being, have you done what is deserving as a human being? In other words, think about it in this way. You're alive at this moment, right? Say yes. Nobody not alive. If you're not alive, don't raise your hand, okay? after class, let me know. Then we can have a chat. But if you are alive, and as a human being, you are reaping the results of your past life, which is a wholesome deed, isn't it? Then you can ask yourself, how have you used this? Yeah? Have you used it in vain? Or have you used it to be of benefit to others? Don't just think, we have to stop thinking just in terms of dollar and cents. Oh, I pay $5 for the food. What? Ask yourself, have you done anything that is of benefit to others today? Then your life will be very different, you know. Then, when you receive the food, you even though you still pay for it, but you know, Chinese say, 问心无愧. And it's not just the meal, you know. At the end of the day, when you're going to sleep, you feel at ease. You feel like, yeah, you may not have been perfect, yes. Yeah, things that you can do better, but you have done what you can for the day. Yeah, you can go to rest at ease. Yeah, without any remorse that you didn't do your best. You can really go to sleep and say, yeah. You know what? If you go all the way to the max, you know what is the best thing? The best thing is, at the end of the day, when you go to sleep, you can sleep without fear that you will die tonight. That even if you have to die tonight, you're okay. You have done what you can for the day already. That's the best way to sleep, you know? Yeah, when we sleep, usually when we sleep, we don't think about dying tonight. Most of the ones, any of you think about that? A lot of people never think, you know. That's why the next day they are surprised. Yeah, the next day wake up, somewhere else already. Somewhere in somebody's womb. Same time see. Suddenly you are reborn already. Sometimes people go to sleep with regrets. Don't go to sleep with regrets. Do what you have to do. And once you have done what you can do, then leave the results to conditions. So, 存积德恨，全缺应供. Yeah, this 德恨 is less about your work. But I brought in your work because as a lay person, as far as your company is concerned, that is your duties. But beyond that, don't think of your life just in terms of your work. As a human being, as a person, have you lived your life uprightly, morally? Thirdly, so this is the third one. 防心离过贪等为宗. So when we receive food, when we receive food, or anything for that matter, we have to guard our mind. Guard our mind from what? Guard our mind from greed, hatred, delusion, and all the various defilements. In other words, when we receive something, maybe it's agreeable, maybe it's not so agreeable. Maybe it's neither agreeable nor not agreeable. When it's agreeable and you like it, do you not delight and maybe, you know, feel like having more? Huh? You would want to have more, isn't it? And if it's not agreeable, maybe we can't help it but feel disappointed. But maybe we may even feel a bit beyond disappointed, we may even feel frustrated. How come like that? You know? Like if we think about it, in our whole life, especially when we were younger, yeah, sometimes our parents cook this, for us, buy that for us. Yeah, do we ever feel disappointed? Yeah, and then we may even like give a black face. How come always buy this one? How come lunch always like that one? How come breakfast always chow bee hoon one? Have or not? Xiaopanyo. I say xiaopanyo, all of you look at her. Actually, all of us are xiaopanyo. Correct? Yeah. Sometimes we grow up physically, but actually we are still very innocent, you know. Yeah. If we get what we like, then we are happy. We don't get what we like, then we are not happy. Yeah. Let's say it's our birthday. Yeah. Then our friends, they buy something that we like, then we say, "Wow, this friend really know us." Then our friend buy something that we don't like, "Oh, stupid friend." So why must we have number three? Because we are not enlightened yet. Not being enlightened, then even if we receive something, it can give rise to defilements. Defilements causes our mind to become corrupted, become agitated, become tainted, and it robs us of our happiness. Before we get something, we're actually quite okay, maybe. Or maybe we may think, if I get that something, I can be happier. But once we get it, because our mind is unguarded, then it may give rise to greed, give rise to hatred, give rise to delusion, give rise to even comparison with others. And then, as a result, have dissatisfaction. Again, I give you all, share with you this example. A student of mine, she earlier this year, she shared with me that the review is coming. And the review results, once released, she may feel okay or not. So in her company, there's a grading number. So 1 to 5. 1 is number 1, the best. 5 is the worst. And then she said, she don't mind getting a 3 or getting a 2, as long as her colleague don't get higher than her. You know? Yeah. So I asked her, I said, okay, one, two, three, four, five. Of course, nobody wants to get 4 and 5. So I asked her, if now you get a 2, and later you find that your friend, your colleague get a 1, then that means that before this, you're happy. 2, you are happy. But once you know that your friend got a 1, then you become unhappy. And if you get a 3, at first you are happy. Then once you know that your friend got a 2, you heard that your colleague got a 2, then suddenly you're not happy. We are so interesting. So sometimes you have to ask yourself, maybe that's why people say ignorance is bliss. But in Buddhism, we don't encourage people to just be ignorant, you know. We encourage people to mind their own business. I mean, you think about it. Whatever your colleague get and whatever you get, it's not our business, right? Correct or not? And for that matter, your friends. You know? You're working in different companies, usually. And if you get a bonus, that's higher or lower than your friend or equal with your friend? Why? Yeah. But people do get affected, you know. I wasn't very affected by how my friends were doing. I was always quite happy for them. One could argue that because back when I was working, I was usually ahead of the curve. So in the past few years, when I meet up with my friends, most of them are now working as directors of some sort. Yeah. And out of curiosity, I checked myself. I checked my own thoughts. Oh, am I envious of them? Of course not envious. What is there to be envious? As far as I'm concerned. Yeah. But I'm happy for them. I'm happy that, you know, through their years of hard work, yeah, they have achieved what they hope to achieve. You know, they are staying in nice apartments, nice condo, drive nice car. So I look at them, I'm saying, and I thought to myself, oh, if I didn't ordain, then I'll be something like that, you know. But now what if somebody offer me, what if somebody come and tell me and say, hey, Sifu, I heard last time you're in a tech industry, I want to offer you something, no? Yeah, come to my company, be a CTO or something, what director, be a CTO, then I back pay you, no, all the bonus and back pay everything. Then I thought to myself, the reason why I thought about this is not because I have nothing better to do, but because some students ask me, do you miss work? So I thought, well, work was fun for me, you know, but if I were to really ask myself, if somebody come and offer me that, I'm like, no matter what the person can offer me, I'm no longer interested, you know. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's fun, it's interesting to do all those things, but I'm not interested. Yeah. And especially not for the money. Yeah, not for the money. So, when we come in contact, yeah, with things that we acquire in our life, it's not just the things we acquire, you know, because our problem is what we get, we don't just focus on that. Our eyes and ears are very interesting. Don't pay attention to what really concerns us. We are very capable. not y'all, not y'all. Y'all may be thinking, Sifu, we're not capable, no, we come for SVC, we come for Dharma class, no. But you're capable or not? Yes, is it on? can't be helped, can't be helped. But it's a matter of degree. Capable level 400 or 100. Actually, it's interesting, you know. Do you know that the Buddha is also very capable? Yeah, I mean, it's not that I malign the Buddha. No. In the sutra, the Buddha said that the Buddha, every morning, he will meditate and observe the whole world to look at the state of different individuals. So in a way, he's quite capable. But his way of capable and our way of capable is different. It's very different. His way of capable is to go and observe, oh, this person, what kind of wholesome roots is present? And what kind of defilements is present? What kind of conditions can help this person progress? Oh, this person is going to get into trouble. This person needs some help. Who can help this person? This kind of capo. But for us, our capo is compare. You heard about that guy or not? Hey, now director leh. Like that cast, you also can become director, you know. we have this kind of mindset, right? Yeah? We have that kind of fixed mindset, you know, that person, we have an impression, then we think that person cannot be better. And then the worst thing, we compare with ourselves, then we have all kinds of defilements coming up. Yeah. Before we think about it, we are okay, no? Maybe when you get the bonus, yeah? What is the bonus that you last get? Okay, don't raise your hand. Don't ask specific. Yeah, let's say you get 3 months bonus. Is it common now, 3 months bonus? 2 months, 2 months, 1 month. Besides AWS, variable bonus, 1 month bonus. So bad nowadays, ah? Don't even get the what? Huh? Okay, don't tell me, ah. But let's say, besides AWS, you still get 1 month bonus, okay? Maybe you're quite happy with it. Then you heard from your friend, from outside, your friend tell you that somebody in your company actually got 2 months extra bonus. Well, then what happened? The fact that Sifu suggests this, now you're really thinking, is it true? It's actually, this is just make up, you know. I'm just making up a scenario. But I'm sure among all of you, there'll be some of you who are starting to wonder, is it true? Maybe I should go and ask around. Yeah, we are so easily affected. Yeah, so, 防心离过贪等为宗. In our monastic code, when we eat, we are supposed to keep our vision within this scope. Don't look around. Yeah, that's actually such a rule. No? Don't look here, look there. Why? Because once you look here, you say, how come that one more curly? That one got tau pok somewhere. I don't have tau pok. So in the same way, when you're at work, or your house or anything, mind your own business. Don't go and kepo. Then number four, 正是良药，未了行故. This is the way we, just now the first one was, how do we look at the food? This is also about how we look at the food. That means how do we relate to the food? Do we relate to the food as a source of our pleasure? Yum, 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 yum. Yeah? When you look at the food, wow, 榴莲啊, whoa. When you hear 榴莲, then, do we respond to food in this way? The Buddha's approach and attitude is very different. 正是良药, that food serves the purpose of doing something that is correct. What is the correct thing to do? Holy life, cultivation. First, I established the monastic direction first. That food is to sustain our life so that we can cultivate. Yeah. And the role of food specifically is as a good medicine, 良药. Why? Because hunger is a form of illness. Yeah. Why? Because hunger, the experience of hunger, nowadays few people experience, except at work, sometimes you do OT and they forget to eat. Yeah. But hunger has the features of illnesses. An illness is an involuntary physical discomfort that can lead to impairment of physiological function. Hunger has all that. Do you voluntarily become hungry? No, the body, when it you've experienced hunger. Yeah. Do you purposely choose to, like, not just choose to be hungry, but can you decide when you want to be hungry? Like now, are you hungry? I count to three, 1, 2, 3, then you feel hungry. Okay? 1, 2, 3. Can? Cannot. Illnesses, you cannot just make it happen. Okay? And when hunger arises, initially maybe it's very subtle, but gradually what happened? More and more discomfort. And when it becomes more and more chronic, become more and more severe, what happens? It can even impair your other faculties. Yeah, it can start to affect your thinking when it's severe enough. Yeah, most of the time, our hunger, not much. I can see you all looking at me like, cannot relate, Sifu. Why? Because nowadays, too well fed. So come for 8 precepts retreat. Then let you experience a bit of hunger. But usually when you come for 8 precepts retreat, at night you don't feel hungry also. Why? Because our mind is centered. When our mind is calm and centered, the hunger don't arise. So when we take food, it is to nourish the body. 为了行故, to sustain this bodily faculty. This is the purpose. So in turn, even though you are not cultivators, you are not monastic, you can also consider food in this way. And using this as a as a guideline, then you can ask yourself, what other kind of ways are you consuming food? Because only this way is technically proper. Everything else is extra. Ah, think about it, isn't it? Besides taking food for this purpose, every other way of eating is actually extra. You know, high tea, really need to have high tea, man. But usually high tea is not for the food. It's to chit-chat with your friend, to kepo. How? Where do you go recently? How? Hey, you heard about the who, no? Whoa, change company, really. Whoa, not bad, huh? Oh, you know, talking. Yeah, but of course, does it mean that you all cannot do that? Can or not? Can. But when you engage in this kind of talk, you know what the Buddha said? When there's much talk, then it can lead to quarrel. You talk a bit, okay. Talk too much, then you lead to quarrel. Dharma talk is different. Dharma talk is different. But if Dharma talk, if you talk too long, also lead to quarrel. You're also fed up. Number five. 未曾道业应受此时. So number five may or may not be applicable to you. Number four and number five, you can consider, even though you're not monastic, when you take food, do you take it with the mindset to cultivate? Number five, 未曾道业. In order to accomplish your spiritual holy life, so you are worthy of receiving this food. Any of you in a rush to attain arahanthood next Wednesday, 3:35 p.m. Sifu is very specific. Anyone? No. So, but you can also consider. Ask yourself. Maybe for you, the purpose in your life is not to cultivate. Then ask yourself, what is the purpose of your life? Is our life just about going to work, then paying the bills, and then going to work, paying more bills, buying a house so that you can pay for the mortgage? What is the purpose of buying a house? Earn rental. Then what is the purpose of earning rental? So that you can buy a bigger house to get bigger rental. There's this very interesting story about the fisherman and the businessman. I will give you the summarized version. There was this businessman. He went to the after a week, long week of work, he went to the beach. And then when he went to the beach to relax, he saw this fishing net held, like put up. And then there was this boat that is also put up to dry and for repair. And then he saw this guy, you know, lying on a beach chair, drinking lemonade. So he was thinking about work. Then he looked at this fella and he walked over and he asked, like, what are you doing here? Then he said, oh, I'm relaxing. Then, is that your boat? Yes. Is that your fishing net? Yes. Why are you resting? I said, why? Why can't I rest? Then he said, no, you should be going out to fish, you know, to get more fish. Like get more house, you know. Get more fish. Then I said, but why do I want to do that? Well, if you go out on the weekend to catch more fish, you will get more money. Then, but why do I want to have more money? Well, if you have more money, you can perhaps save. And then when you accumulate enough money, you can buy one more boat. And then you can go out at one shot, two boats, and get even more fish. Then, but what's the purpose of that? Well, then you can earn at a faster rate. Then you can save enough money to buy an even bigger ship or even a fleet. And what's the purpose of that? The fisherman asked. And then the businessman said, well, then you can really like get a ton of fish and then have a ship have a fish trawling company and become the big boss. And then the fisherman is like, and what's the purpose of that? And then the businessman said, then you can just sit down here, drink lemonade on Sunday and not do anything. And then the fisherman said, but I'm already doing that. I don't say that everybody that everybody have to want to cultivate and attain enlightenment. I mean, if you ask me, is that a good idea? I think, yeah, it's a wonderful idea. Yeah, but I don't say that everybody must do that. Buddhism is not a religion that goes around policing people's life, demanding that everybody must be like this or must be like that. Yeah. The Buddha never do that. He never encouraged people to do that. Only for certain specific individuals whom he see who is at the precipice of enlightenment. That means at the very edge, just need a pointer and the person is enlightened. And then for these individuals, then the Buddha go out of his way to talk to them and tell them, to give them that just a bit of advice and boom, they are liberated. Otherwise, he don't go around, you know, 敲锣打鼓, come, ordain, oh, all of you, don't waste your time, come. He don't do that. But the question is, if you don't do that, then maybe it's still good to ask yourself, what do you want to do with your life, you know? Yeah. Is life just about working, earn money, pay bills, buy food, eat, throw away wrapper, go and shit, then go and pee, go and sleep, wake up the next day and rinse and repeat for 40, 50 years? Think about it. Yeah. When you think about it over time, it may change your attitude. Yeah. Why do we feel affected when others so-called get a bigger piece of the pie? What makes us feel affected? What causes us to feel perhaps injustice? Yeah. Why do we feel that way? When we see small kids playing goalie, yeah, or nowadays playing handphone games, and they win, and we are not even playing it, we don't feel anything. Why? Maybe because we don't see value in that. But Shifu, there is real value in my work. Yes, despite that. Yeah. But it's also because we have been conditioned, and we are still conditioning ourselves to hold all these things to be so important. And yet, I don't say that it's not important. I think it's important in its own ways. But good to take a step back and ask ourselves, what is the end goal? Or nowadays, a more common term is, what is the end game? Yeah, what is the end result? Yeah. Good to ask ourselves, so what? Ask this question. So what? So what if you get the bonus? So what if you get promoted? So what if you don't get promoted? And then you may have your own answer. Yeah. Then when you look at your own life, your attitude may change. With regards to the things we receive or not receive, we may respond differently. And each of us must find our own path. But before we start on our path, good to think about what that path entails and what it leads us to, isn't it? You wouldn't just get into a car or buy an air ticket without deciding on the destination, right? We also ask our children, hey, think carefully, no. If you choose this course, 3 years later, you spend 3 years and 30,000 of my money already, no. Yeah, or I don't know how much the cost is. You better think carefully, no. Yeah, it's three years of your life, you know. Is this what you really want to do in future? And we tell our children this, isn't it? We should ask the same question of ourselves. Is this what we want at the end of the day? Okay? So this is a brief sharing on this five contemplation or five food contemplation, which I have sort of covered in brief and also extended to other aspects of our life. If you have any questions, you may ask now. If not, Yuan Xiao San Zhang Zhu Fan Nao.
Yuan Xiao San Zhang Zhu Fan
Nao. Yuan De Zhi Hui Zhen Ming Liao.
Yuan De Zhi Hui Zhen Ming Liao.
Pu Yuan Zui Zhang Xi Xiao Chu.
Pu Yuan Zui Zhang Xi Xiao Chu.
Shi Shi Chang Xing Pu Sa Dao.
Shi Shi Chang Xing Pu Sa Dao.
Amitofo.
Amitofo.
Qi Li.
Qi Li.